32! 32, let's make some noise!
In the Upper East Side, New York doormen gathered along Park Avenue between 79th and 85th Street and rallied for a new contract on April 13th. The union estimated 1,000 people showed up. They dressed in purple union shirts and carried signs that read, "No givebacks, fair contract," and "No grievance, fair contract."
We're out here because our contract expires on Wednesday of next week.
Manny Pastor is the Secretary Treasurer of the Service Employee International Union, Local 32BJ.
And we're fighting for a fair wage increase and to protect our health care.
Those affected are primarily doormen and support staff who run 3,000 buildings in the city. The union is negotiating their contract with the Realty Advisory Board. They are demanding wage increases commensurate with inflation.
We're really looking for a fair wage increase that takes into account that the work we've done through COVID, through the hard times we were there when everyone left their office buildings, came back home, the residential workers were there for them, and really prices are going up. The supermarket prices, housing prices, everything's going up, so we need a raise that reflects those increasing prices.
Ralph Rosario is a doorman at NYU, where he is also a graduate. For him, protecting his health care is a priority. Currently, doormen's health care costs are covered 100%.
This contract, they want us to pay premiums. We're one of the only unions in New York that do not pay premiums to health care. We pay co-payments. So if I went to the doctor five times, I pay five times, $200. I got other workers and other unions in my building who pay co-pay. That means they pay, first it started with $50 a month. Oh, it's only $50 a month. Today's $140.
Working with the Realty Board has been intense, but moving along, according to Pastor.
It's a mature relationship. We're going to continue to talk because at the bargaining table we talk, but we're doing the things we need to do to be ready in case we don't come to an agreement on the 20th.
If they don't come to an agreement by April 20th, the doormen will go on strike. The last doorman strike was in 1991 that lasted for 12 days. It guaranteed a three-year contract with a 4% yearly wage increase.
You said we were essential. We were essential then, we're essential now, we're essential tomorrow, and this contract is essential.
From New York City, this is Michael Flores for New York City Lights.
92.